Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
What has Tim Cook's legacy been to Apple? And what do we know of the man who is to fill his shoes? There's only one man we could talk to about this, and that's our very own tech guru, Andy O'Donoghue.
And morning, Bobby.
Now, we better start with your own Tim Cook story. You drove him to a restaurant back in the early days of Apple Cork. So let's start there. So you met the man in person.
Well, he would have been at the time, Bobby, when Cook joined Apple in, I think, 98. He joined as head of worldwide operations. And of course, Apple Cork and manufacturing was part of his organization. So he's a regular visitor to Cork while Apple went through this whole restructuring, manufacturing restructuring that he essentially, and the inventory kind of fix that he did. But I remember I was a young chap at the time, and I think I was sitting at the IS&T help desk in my office, and got a call from the MD's office, could I bring Tim Cook to dinner? And I think you might remember Arbutus Lodge at the time in Cork.
I do, yeah.
Was a well-known restaurant and in St. Luke's. So that takes about 20 minutes, 30 minutes to drive over from Holyhill through the traffic and down into St. Luke's. So I picked him up at the MD's office. And one thing I recall the conversation pretty well, Bobby, because he asked me what I was doing at Apple. And I told him that I was working at the time on kind of a bill of materials system integration. And he immediately went pretty deep into that conversation and asking me about, you know, the specifics about it and the processes and the SKUs. And like, he knew kind of product numbers himself off the top of his head and was very aware of how everything fits together. It was, for me, that was kind of fun. I didn't think a whole lot of it because Apple execs would come and go to Cork at the time. But now when I look back on it, Bobby, I realize that his knowledge, even at the, you know, at the micro level of the business, was remarkable. And that is really why Steve Jobs hired him, because of his ability to, I think, perhaps understand inventory better than anyone else in the industry at the time. He kind of had this mantra that inventory is fundamentally evil. It was a problem that Apple had at the time. Inventory was causing Apple to bleed cash, and Tim Cook's supply chain genius probably did help bring Apple back from near bankruptcy in the late 90s.
Yeah, that was his sort of first legacy, a supply chain genius. He shut down all the owned factories that were producing their own hardware, outsourced everything. And he was also a genius around stock rotation.
Yeah, that was one of the things. And obviously at the time, Apple Cork has done very well, now employs thousands of people and has continued to grow. One of the things, I suppose, that Cook did at the time was, yes, manufacturing changed. You know, it was when people started to hear about Foxconn, you know, who would eventually, of course, end up making the iPhone in China. And you know, that transformation, and I suppose Cork stopped just being a tax base and became a really efficient logistical gateway to, you know, the rest of the world, in a sense. And, you know, I suppose what began to happen, you know, was that Cook took over and became, of course, head of worldwide ops, then stood in for Steve Jobs, stepped in a couple of times when Steve Jobs became ill, and would eventually take over as CEO. And so he had kind of done this tremendous work that made Apple more efficient. He had helped the company master JIT, just-in-time manufacturing, completely transformed, I suppose, in a sense, even the cash flow of Apple at the time, but the efficiency, getting products to people when they want them, And that's what Cook perfected at Apple. And then when he took over as CEO, his legacy is different. But one thing that we shouldn't forget is that Tim Cook did all of this, Bobby, without the theatrics. And people loved the theatrics of Steve Jobs. And Jobs did that at a time when it was needed, because Apple was kind of, you know, it was at the back of the pack in the mid to late 90s. Tim Cook, when he joined Apple, the company had a valuation of $350 billion, a huge company, yes, of course. Today, The company is worth about $4 trillion.
Amazing.
And so the shareholder value he has created is absolutely remarkable.
Yeah, yeah. And also, you know, I think he was also known as the services beast. Like his greatest financial achievement wasn't just selling more iPhones. He built the Apple services, the App Store, Apple Music, the iCloud. There's $100 billion in revenue a year coming in all those areas. And that was his dynasty, was it not?
Yeah, it was the perfection of it. I mean, it's funny, people wouldn't be aware. Apple had a go at services over the last 25 years. Services like eWorld and more recently via iTunes, kind of a go at social media, and never really worked very well. But what did work was the iCloud and the Apple Music and the App Store. You put them all together and they start to begin to look like a very solid business on their own. When Tim joined Apple, I think the revenue was about $100 billion a year. Now that's over $400 billion a year. And you're right, $100 billion of that is in recurring revenue, the services business. The services business at Apple now, which encompasses App Store, Apple Music, iCloud, and you know, things like the Apple Care product, that's the equivalent of a Fortune 40 company on its own. So he absolutely perfected that. And people will say, yeah, but what was his great product? Well, he's responsible for a couple of products and, you know, like the watch, which has done incredibly well. But I tell you what he did, Bobby. He did, again, without theatrics. He may not have invented the next iPhone or launched it, but what he did was he made sure that when people join the Apple ecosystem, they don't leave. And that is a tremendous achievement.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Just before we move on to the new man, John Ternus, Cook was a great friend to Cork. I think that shouldn't be forgotten.
Absolutely. And I think it was probably down to Tim Cook in a sense. And I remember when manufacturing the main PCB stopped and ESC, the European Service Center, they were grim days, but then tremendous, you know, kind of regeneration in Cork, and there for the 50th anniversary. It's incredible to see the way the campus has developed. And I've been down a couple of times over the last few years. It's incredible. Much of the services business is based there. And, you know, thousands of people both at the plant in Holyhill and down in the city. So Cook was a great friend to Cork, and, you know, Cork has prospered during those two decades.
Yeah. So the new man, the emperor in waiting, John Ternus, tell us a bit about him.
And John Ternus is an interesting character. He is not, if you go back 5 years ago, he would not have been people's pick. People may have looked elsewhere. For maybe kind of the first female CEO of Apple, or maybe Craig Federighi as CEO, the software guy. John Ternus is SVP, so he's Senior Vice President of Hardware Engineering. I think this is really, really interesting for Apple to appoint him, because he is absolutely regarded as a product-first engineer. He's kind of kept a public low profile until recently, but his fingerprints are on every major piece of Apple hardware from the last two decades. He's been at Apple, I think, for 25 years. So, you know, from the iPad to the AirPods, the transition to Apple Silicon, Apple's chips that run the new MacBooks, really important, and he would have been involved in that. And hiring him as CEO, I think, is really interesting, because it puts hardcore engineering focus back at the top of the company. But one thing I should say, Bobby, is that this is kind of it's a reorg, a really significant one at Apple, because Tim Cook is going to take on the role of executive chairman.
So he isn't going away.
He's not, no. And Art Levinson, who's a famous biochemist, has been chairman of Apple for years, but non-exec and kind of a governance role. Tim Cook can be executive chairman. And I think we need to think that John Ternus will run the company and run the products. And Tim Cook essentially is going to be Apple's diplomat. Because when you are a $4 trillion company manufacturing from India to China to, you know, Ireland, numerous sites, negotiation and relationships increasingly with the EU and with India, existing ones with China and the USA, are incredibly important. And one thing that Tim Cook has proved himself incredibly good at is those commercial diplomatic relations. So it's great, I think, that Cook remains at Apple and taking on that very important role.
And Ternus as well, like he's getting a much, I suppose, more stable start than Cook had to endure. The company's in relatively good shape. There are probably some concerns around its integration with AI. Had they missed the boat there? And also the over-reliance on the iPhone. They're two of his immediate problems.
Yeah, they are. And I mean, not that everything didn't go brilliantly for Tim Cook along the way. The Titan project, the Apple car, probably cost billions of dollars, which is essentially is now canned. And then, you know, the Apple's kind of Vision Pro and the virtual reality headset. But I think John Ternus, he's going to benefit from that learning, that experience that the company has had. I think Apple's spectacles, when they come out, Mark Zuckerberg has proved with the Meta smart glasses that they work and the public are interested. Apple will release, I have no doubt, a pair of spectacles. John Ternus is perhaps his first big product as CEO. I think the integration of AI, Apple have kind of come from behind here and maybe were caught a little bit flat-footed, but their focus will be on device AI, so on your iPhone, as opposed to sending it anywhere, which gives us, you know, that core privacy first Apple principle. So I think John Ternus is going to be CEO of a very successful, well-resourced company. And I think it will be fascinating to see at this inflection point in humanity with AI, how Apple adapt for the next decade.
All right. Fascinating stuff, Andy. Thanks for your insight. Have a great weekend. And thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr. Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.